Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking about the Buffalo Planning Board that met yesterday, Chairman James Morrell joining me live this morning. And the big discussion for, I think, most of the meeting, James, was regarding the Outer Harbor proposal by Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation for a new music venue, right?
That's correct. Thank you.
And James, you allowed, this was a public hearing and then the vote was afterwards. Tell us overall what you heard yesterday from, I guess, opponents of this project.
So it's a great project that we approved yesterday that would allow up to about 8,000 individuals to assemble on the Outer Harbor to reclaim some land that was, you know, industrial land for many years. And it was a great meeting. There were some opposition for individuals, you know, environmentalists looking for saving bird sanctuaries, opposition from tree removal. But basically what it came down to is it was a right fit for development on the Outer Harbor.
You know, the property itself, I believe, has been vacant for a long time, right?
Well, Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation has a master plan that stretched for many miles on the Outer Harbor. And what they've done recently is provided open space and paths for bikes and pedestrians to access the waterfront. So that's been in place. But what's missing is this venue, and taking one of these old terminal, I believe it's the Terminal B building, and skinning that building, taking the skins off of that building. So you only have this top, this amphitheater, and then putting a stage there that would provide vistas to the water that's unreal. Right now you're looking at a block building, and to provide that vista is going to be just great.
Actually, it reminds me of something that I've seen in Erie, Pennsylvania, where there's a music venue, like literally on the water, as this would be too. Is there any remediation of the site that needs to be done before this can begin?
I'm not sure, because there is existing activities going on right now. Individuals that bike paths, individuals that are able to go out there and walk paths right now. There's a big open area that Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation agreed to provide a butterfly sanctuary. So I think that there was some give and take, but overall, I think this is a great project for the city, great project for the Outer Harbor, and look to bring in more activity to the Outer Harbor.
Yeah, I know that area, too, is very popular with pedestrians and bikers. That access will be maintained, correct?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, they're going to expand pedestrian access through that area to tie in the bike paths that already operate all the way down to the New York State Park that's down there. So it's a great project. It was a long meeting, but I think it was very fruitful for the city.
What about parking in that area? Is there enough of that? Do they need to expand?
Based on the applicant, there are no additional parking areas that's going to be developed. The existing parking area that's there, that was there for the industrial building, will remain. If you recall, there's existing parking along Furman Boulevard that was developed by New York State when they redid Furman Boulevard. So based on the applicant, there's existing parking. And yes, there's going to be some areas and times when there's 8,000 individuals leaving it, event area, but that's pretty similar to leaving a Bills game or leaving some other venue where you got 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 individuals.
All right. Now, this was the second time it came up before the planning board, right? It was kind of like a do-over?
No, actually, there was just a process. So it had to go through city proposals, city reviews, and now it came back for site plan review. And, you know, it's a great project. We think it was a great process, and it worked. We allowed individuals to submit letters. We allowed individuals to speak. But overall, we believe that this is a great fit for the Outer Harbor.
All right. I know this was the subject of a lawsuit. Do you know if that is still involved here? Is that something that needs to be ironed out before this can go forward?
I'm sure that that process is moving forward. That does not play into our decision. We have a process that we have to follow based on our city charter, and we've moved forward with that process, and we look forward to that development being implemented.
All right, and now that you're done with the process on your end, it goes, I believe, to the Common Council?
I believe that process is done in terms of site plan review. There may be other city ordinances that may fall in play, but I'm not sure if it goes to the Common Council at this point.
Okay. Another item that came up before the planning board yesterday was for developer Doug Jamal's it's called the Donut Lot. It's that parking lot surrounded by the Skyway ramp and the 190 northbound for more housing. Where does that stand?
So that had to be tabled because there's additional reviews that had to take place because it has to go through another level of reviews within the city, and that will be back. But what was important is the board had a very lengthy conversation with the developer and his representatives to actually look at how that particular building fits within that donut hole and how they're going to keep the noise from entering the building with certain architectural aspects. And I think it worked out really well. It's going to be a great project. It's going to take over an existing parking lot. It's going to provide additional parking as well as housing. And I think the most important thing is going to complement the Seneca One development that's right there, that's not that far from that development.
Right. And this would be a 9-story building, correct?
Absolutely, with, I believe, 2 or 3 stories of parking underneath. So you're getting a net gain of parking, but you're also getting housing. And it just fits really interesting right in there.
James, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much. James Morrell, chairman of the Buffalo Planning Board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.